Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 28th of September 2025. Today's topic is Flee Fornication. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 through 11. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. Verse 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Fornication is one of the most common sins among young people. It has been given all sorts of names like premarital relationship or dating to downplay the evil that it is before God. Our text shows how bad it became in the Corinthian church, such that a man was involved in this shameful act with his own stepmother. This is a sacrilege before God and every known human culture. The biblical admonition to us is to flee at the slightest sign of it. Fleeing is not only about physically running away from evil, but also about creating boundaries to keep sin away. When friends on social media platforms share pornographic videos, you need to delete them and block the posters immediately. You need to be careful about social gatherings that are meant to arouse inordinate feelings for immorality. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, from Joseph to Esther to the three Hebrew youths and Ruth, who are examples of those who held to the pursuit of their destiny without allowing any destiny destroyer, including fornication, to penetrate them. Quote for the day: flee at the slightest sign. The challenge for today is: cut off the tempter or temptress immediately. Prayer. O God, empower me to flee fornication. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.